from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Another read into the labour market.
Yeah. Yesterday we talked about the employment confidence, and that was through the lens of the Westpac McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Report. But during the trading day yesterday, we got a bit of a different view on the labour market, and this is through the monthly employment indicator. This is released by Stats New Zealand. It's a monthly data series. It's drawn from tax information, IRD information. So these are real numbers, as opposed to sort of how people feel or think about the state of the employment market. And look, Mike, yesterday we sort of painted a picture of a jobs market, of a labour market that's slowing, but still on balance positive, and in a historical perspective, pretty healthy. Now, looking at yesterday's data, the employment indicator, I think we can say that it supports that view. It might be a little bit tenuous, but I think we can say that. The number of jobs filled in May lifted 0.2%, which looks like a pretty small number. And when we talked about Westpac yesterday, they were forecasting this number to fall 0.1%, so a very small fall. But that May increase of 0.2% was lower than the previous monthly numbers that we've been seeing this year. If I look at the annual growth of filled jobs, it's 3.7%, which is pretty good, still healthy. If I compare the numbers to what we saw in April, the number of jobs filled in primary industry fell when compared to April, but that was offset by a 0.3% rise in the services industry. So services industry still going pretty well. Look, Mike, there's nothing startling in these numbers. I would describe this as an inkling of a suggestion that there's some moderation in the employment market. No clear trend evident yet, but there is a hint of one, Mike, a hint of one.
Okay. Across the Tasman, good read on inflation.
Yeah, we did. Our friends across the Tasman got a nice inflation surprise yesterday. The monthly CPI number showed a big fall in annual inflation. Happy days, from 6.8% for the annual number in April to yesterday's announcement that annual inflation now running at 5.6%. So 6.8 down to 5.6. Now, the thing is, that's headline inflation. A survey of economists had expected that to print at 6.1%, so quite a bit lower. But when you strip out what they call volatile items and holiday travel, and the Reserve Bank of Australia has previously referred to that measure, that number is pretty stable. That was still running at 6.4%, slightly lower than the 6.5% we saw in April. Not unlike New Zealand, housing and food are still the main culprits, although food there only running at 7.9%, which is quite a bit lower than what have we got, sort of 12% plus. Yeah. The next move in the Australian cash rate is still up for debate. Views on that are, I think, divided, although probably swinging slightly in favour of another raise. But the thing is, Mike, I was looking through market commentary yesterday in Australia, and there's talk about a recession later in the year in Australia, or going through the end of the year, early next year. And if you're thinking about the big macroeconomic forces acting on the Australian economy, you could be forgiven for defaulting to commodity prices, migration, government policy, the usual suspects. But there's a new macroeconomic factor to consider, Mike. What is it? Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift. Keyboards all over New Zealand and Australia. They were busy trying to grab tickets to Swift's Australian concerts. What's she got? Three concerts, is it? Melbourne and Sydney. But look, we saw speculation raised yesterday that the current queen of popular music could be a factor in lifting consumer confidence in Australia, getting them out there and spending tickets, online flights, buying their flights, well, hotel bookings. Saw crazy numbers being floated around yesterday of how much Australians will spend due to going to these Taylor Swift concerts. So I won't repeat the numbers because some of them looked pretty fantastic, but pity she's not coming here, eh?
Yeah, exactly. All right, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is currently at 33,815. It's down 110 points. That's 0.33%. The S&P 500 down 5 points, 4373. The NASDAQ is up 34 points, 13,590. About a quarter of a percent gain there. The FTSE 100 up 0.5% yesterday, 7500 the close. The Nikkei had a storming day. It was up 655 points. That's over 2%. 33,193. Shanghai Composite relatively unchanged, 3189. The Aussie share market yesterday loved that inflation figure. It was up 78 points, 1.1%, 7196, and we sort of rose in sympathy as well. Up 0.75%, 11,733. Kiwi dollar, though, a little bit weaker, 0.6083. against the US, 0.9200 against the Aussie, 0.5573 euro. Quite weak against the pound, 0.4810, so flirting with 48p. Against the Japanese yen, $87.77. Gold, $1,911.97. And Brent crude, $73.94.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.